Now let's check in with StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. Two U.S. Marines remember the day when war tore their friendship apart. Lance Corporal Eric Galvan was 19 when he deployed to Afghanistan in 2011. 3 months into his deployment, he walked ahead of his squad to look for improvised explosive devices, and he approached an ominous wooded area. His squad leader, Sergeant Daniel Wheeler, was several feet behind him when he ordered Galvan to proceed.
All I remember was coming up to those tree lines, and something just didn't sit right with me. So I got in the radio with you.
You said, "I don't like this. This doesn't feel comfortable."
You told me to keep pushing through, and we got into an argument. And I said, "Well, if I get f***ing blown up, it's your fault." And sure enough, I remember stepping on IED, dirt coming in my face, and I blacked out. Last thing you remember is dying and then waking up in a hospital. I remember looking down to check for my legs, and the blanket that they had covering me just laid flat right around the knees. And at that moment, I realized I no longer have legs. And all I could remember was you and I arguing, getting hurt, and then more of my Marines getting hurt.
A couple of weeks later, I finally got around to punching those numbers into the phone. Then you didn't answer.
If I would have picked up the phone, I probably would have said something I wouldn't have been able to take back. But one day I sat by myself for a few hours, and what I came to was, it wasn't your fault. You had your orders. I had mine. Who's to say that wasn't the safest route? That was when I started talking to you again.
After we had our conversation, I went to a bar, ordered a couple glasses of scotch. It felt like there had been a great burden taken off me, because at that point, I could work on forgiving myself. Do you have any regrets?
The last words I spoke to you was out of anger. If I would have died, I don't think you could have lived with yourself, and I apologize for that.
Luckily, we have a second chance.
Yeah.
Our friendship went from being professional, very work-like, to a personal, close friendship that I'm still glad we have.
I'm glad as well. We reached each other when we were ready, when it was time to actually relieve ourselves from this burden.
That was Lance Corporal Eric Galvan and his former squad leader, Sergeant Daniel Wheeler, in Carlsbad, California. You can hear more from the Military Voices Initiative on the StoryCorps podcast, which you can get on iTunes and at npr.org.